Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome into our Counting House feature, young entrepreneur, all-round smart guy, Mr. Ben Towers. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really well, thanks, mate.
No, you're not.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right now.
Funny how that pops out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've infected Andrew now as well, by the sound of it. You're quite right. I'm not well.
You're a carrier.
Yeah. I'm spreading gloom and despondency everywhere. Ben, lovely to see you again, as always. For those listeners that are living out on Mongolia or Hawaii that have never heard of you, just give us an overview of you and your kind of career to date. Bearing in mind that Ben is 17 at the moment and you've been in business since you were 11?
11, yeah.
Yeah. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started when I was 11. It was basically because like a family friend knew I liked computers and said, I challenge you to build me a website. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to give it a go. Learned how to build a really simple website and she paid me £50. And I'm there thinking, oh, I'll do this again. And a bit like Christmas has come early. And so I sort of kept doing it. I started doing freelance work. And then that grew in 2013 into a company called Towers Design, which I still run today. And sort of Towers Design obviously grown from that. I've now got a team of 15 freelancers who we use, you know, just sort of promoting what we do, and we do graphic design, printing, website hosting and website design, so right. It's quite a sort of fully serviced digital agency now, and obviously that's grown. We've got an office in Maidstone over there, and then more recently I've started doing a lot of stuff sort of promoting young people in business, you know, sort of lobbying with senior politicians, actually saying what it's like to be a young person in business, because it's quite surprising actually. They don't realise that under 18s run a business or take it seriously. They sort of think, oh, they'll sell sweets at school and then they'll be off, you know, it's the end of it.
Yeah.
And so I think sort of when I was sort of saying to a number of people as well, you know, saying actually under 18s are running a business and we're doing it, you know, to run a business, not just for fun.
Yeah.
Then I think they're starting to listen and things are starting to come in place. And actually one of the sort of major high street banks is looking to launch an under 18 business bank account.
I was going to say, because there are strange quirks about trying to run a business as a teenager, aren't they? Like, you can't have a bank account, a business bank account and stuff like that.
I remember I walked into my bank account and a bank and they sort of went, you had a lot of transactions recently. And I sort of thought, oh, yeah, it's quite good, isn't it? And they're saying, no, why have you had so many? It's not your birthday. It's not Christmas. Nothing special. So how come you suddenly had so many? And I was sort of went, oh, I've got a business. And they froze the account and they sort of said, you can't use it because you're a child. And so I then had to send a letter to that bank head office and get passed around to various people until eventually it came back and they said you can use your child's account until you're 18, because I was left in a situation where I told you the business bank account, but I wasn't 18, so I couldn't. And so I was like, what do I do with my business? And even to date, you know, people would try and send us a cheque. People still do send cheques, actually, and to Towers Design, and I'd just be like, I can't accept that. It has to be in my personal name because it's under a child's account. And it's also things like, you know, payment gateways to get money online, like PayPal and Worldpay and things like that. You've got to be 18 for them as well. And right. So, again, I've had to go the long haul just to try and get them to be able to be used.
But you can see why those measures are put in place.
Yeah.
Ben. You can understand that. But it must have been hugely frustrating to you.
Yeah. So it's like being in full-time education. It's called education to 18. And some people say, oh, surely you hate the fact that happens. You hate that actually you have to be in education to 18. But I can see why, because, you know, some of my friends, they'd happily have pulled out and you'd never know where we'd be today. And so I can see why that's good, but obviously for me, I found it quite annoying kind of to get on and run my business. And so I ended up having to employ myself as an apprentice in my own business just to be able to work full-time in my own company.
Don't you love rules and regulations? Yeah. Don't you just love rules and regulations? I'm not going to get involved in a rant about things like that, this nonsense about making people stay at school for too long is detrimental as far as I'm concerned. It suits some people but not others, and you've got to be much more flexible than we currently are.
So I did actually find out there's one situation, not in the business sense, but somebody actually got out of full-time education by going via the courts.
Right, okay.
But I had a look, and it took them just under 2 years to go through the courts.
By which time they were already... okay.
Couldn't you have sort of pretended to be homeschooled or something like that? Like, my young nephew is homeschooled, so he just...
Ben found a way around it anyway, because you can leave school at 16 if you've got an apprenticeship, so he hired himself as an apprentice, you know, so job done.
The way I see it, you know, at the end of it, I'm going to be qualified in social media. So.
Wow. So, There's a number of things I want to talk to you about, but you've been involved just recently with some television work, and I want you to tell me a bit about that and what's going on there.
Yeah, so the show started a week ago on Monday. The second one was on Monday, and it's basically...
What's it called, Ben?
And Pocket Money Pitch.
Right.
And it's basically like a children's version of Dragon's Den.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
So the whole point of it is 8 to 14-year-olds, a business idea will come on the show, and they'll just pitch their sort of idea and sort of say what they want to do with it.
Right.
And I think when we recorded it end of last year, and it was amazing seeing some of these 8-year-olds' ideas when they were coming into the sort of studio up in Manchester. And, you know, some of them have these ideas, and you'll see if you watch the show, is actually some of them will fly. You know, some of these ideas of these 8-year-olds have got are amazing, but it's because when you're so young, you haven't got sort of people saying not going to work. You haven't got the negativity. That's quite a long word.
And not as bad as inaugural. No, you're absolutely right. There's not a pressure on young people because a lot of people don't take them seriously. Yeah, so they don't feel the need to put them down, if you like. Yeah. You know, go, oh, yeah, no, that's a very nice idea. Well done. And that's it. Okay.
And the kids, like, they put in so much work because the way the sort of show works is, so they'll come and pitch it to us. I'm like a buddy on it. And they'll pitch it and we'll then choose off the two pitching against each other who we prefer, and they'll go through and get mentoring from us.
Right.
And then when we get to mentoring stage and you're trying to help their business and their personal sort of pitch and things like that, is it can be quite hard with them because they've literally spent hours on hours of just practicing their pitch word for word.
Yeah.
And it shows you actually they are putting in the effort to make these businesses work. And so the show's on CBBC every Monday at 5:30 and on iPlayer as well. And each show's got like a theme. So they've had food, which had Levi Roots as being like the sort of guru for that. And then a fashion this week with Mylene Class.
All right.
And you've got other things like you've got inventions and toys and games, people like Rob Law and other sort of influencers in the industry who sort of able to help advise them and help the kids learn more about business. And I think sort of the upshot of it is I've been looking sort of on the CBC website, other young kids commenting on what they thought of the show, and a lot of them are saying, you know, how do I enter next year, or how do I get more involved, or even how do I learn more about business? And these are just young people who have just been inspired by people their own age getting on the TV and pitching.
For me, I think that's crucial, and I think that's one of the brilliant things that you're doing with this. As a successful young entrepreneur yourself, you are providing that role model that is helping young people to come into this. For me, as an old entrepreneur, one of the things that I was getting quite despondent about is that we
your bus pass wasn't working.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, slap him, will you? Basically, there was a lot of negativity around business. You know, after the banking crash and stuff like that, people started getting very negative about business, and then big corporates stopped paying their corporation tax, and people started making silly statements about what you should do to business, not thinking, as Emma told us earlier, that 5.4 million of those businesses are small businesses. They're not giant corporations that can offshore. So what you're doing, I think, is a massive benefit of reintroducing young people to the world of business and as an option outside of further education. Yeah.
It's like BBC did an article this week about is about business in general, and they said that 15% of employed people are self-employed. And obviously, if you think of it, obviously, the way it works, a lot of younger people is a bit more than that, sort of in average. And so if you think of like a class of, say, 30 people, there's going to be a good 5 or 6 of them who will probably run their own business minimum.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I think it's about actually sort of it's why I see it is training the future leaders, because if you think of it in 20 years' time, like Tesco will have a new CEO and things like that, and that'll be somebody in my generation. And so even if you're not going to continue running your business for the rest of your life, why not start sort of a training for things like that early?
Absolutely.
So when they do get to that sort of high power job, should they get there, you know, you're better equipped, you've had a lot more experience in it, and so obviously you can help in that sense as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right. I don't want to dwell on Pocket Money Pitch forever, but I just think it's a fascinating concept, and I really love what you're doing with it, because you are bringing business back to young people and making them aware of it. And as you know, within the FSB, I have a role within the FSB. I'm the lead on education and youth employment for Kent and Medway, and we have a massive problem with introducing people into the world of work and big skill shortages. So, you know, anything that's starting to encourage young people to think about work and not just think about, you know, qualifications is important. So you've done two programmes now, is that right?
Yeah, so two programmes have gone out. There's another eight to come.
Right.
And I tell you one thing quite worth noting as well, which it really sort of shows you sort of a level of the show, is it took them 2 years planning the show. And the reason why I think that's quite important is actually they could have quite easily done it in a week and it could have become one of these reality TV business shows.
Yeah.
But actually, they wanted to make sure this is about promoting businesses and not promoting sort of people in general. And so for BBC, which is quite essential, actually the goal is to help inspire young people in business. And right. It's had excellent response by big business leaders. I mean, yeah. Steph McGovern, who's the presenter, has been invited to go on BBC Radio 1 and things, because everyone's fascinated about what actually is Pocket Money Pitch and what it's doing to help young people.
Yep. And do you know what the uptake in terms of audience has been?
No, I don't sort of know the numbers, but... Right. I'd like to think it'd be about 12 million.
about the same as Listen to the Bunker, then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, and that wouldn't surprise me in the least. Mm. And are you getting much feedback from the general public about it?
Yeah, I mean, so there's some kids, obviously, because the aim of the whole show is you try and receive a year's worth of pocket money if you win that show.
Yeah.
And there's been some kids, obviously, who didn't receive the money. But I'd be, like, getting letters or tweets from them later on sort of saying, I didn't win it, but my grandma's given me a year's worth of pocket money to help run my business, or This person's given me some money and advice. And so, actually, I've found that all the businesses who have gone in, they've definitely learned something from it. And there's, like, one group of kids who are just fascinated about TV and about media and YouTube and things like that. And so they still run their own business, but at the same time, they said, nobody's looking at all the cameras, seeing, like, there's loads of people behind the screens you don't realise are actually there. And so actually a lot of people have learnt a lot from it. And also I'm getting tweets from people like your age, you know, just sort of saying...
As old as that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
The ones that are still going anyway.
Yeah. Still breathing. Thanks, Ben.
And they're sort of saying, you know, they're fascinated by these business ideas, and they're saying, you know, I wanted to keep going in my own idea and pursue what I want to do, because they're realising there is sort of no time like the present.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, that's fabulous and good stuff. I want to ask you a couple of things now, and this is kind of putting you on the spot a bit. But
you hesitated down the road.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get my own back for being rude to being about my age. what do you attribute your success to?
Oh, I think... I think for me, it's just I've just gone with everything. You know, I've never really said no to an opportunity because, you know, it's quite easy to say, oh, it's not going to help me, or it's not going to do this, it's not going to be good for me. But I think I've just sort of said, you know, I want to give it a chance. You know, when we first started out, we were doing website design, and someone said, can you build a logo? I learned how to build a logo, and I did it. And so I think just by embracing every single opportunity and saying, I just want to go and do it, and you learn to do it, I think that's really helped a lot. And actually... where I sort of really started to see sort of success as such was when I started to be open about my age and say I'm not fussed of hiding who I was. Because when I was first doing freelance work, people didn't know how old I was. You know, I even got sent a bottle of champagne one Christmas by a client because I didn't know sort of my age. It worked out quite well for my parents' present, actually. But so I think when I started to be open about who I am and say, look, this is me, I'm just going to keep going at what I enjoy, I think that really helped.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. That is a true entrepreneurial spirit, isn't it? It says when you're faced with something you don't know how to do, you just say, yeah, I'll do that, and you learn how to do it. And that is the true essence of entrepreneurialism. That you know, you're just you embrace things. You don't turn down opportunities because you don't know something. You find out how to do it and do it. Yeah.
Which is where you as a role model come in, because there will be kids that are brought up with parents who are negative and don't encourage them. Mm. Or I know from your past experience, we've chatted before about certain teachers that didn't really bring you on maybe as they could have done, or didn't know how to. So when they speak to someone like you, you're allowing children to see that there is another way and that they can do stuff. And it's almost like the reverse of ageism, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, one thing which some sort of parents come to me and say, you know, how can I get my child to be like you, or how can I get them to run their own business, and things like that. And I think for me, the biggest thing to do is actually to not get too involved, because you get some parents that will physically give to their 8-year-old, here's your business, you do this, you sell it, and we'll
which
give
isn't
you some
the
money.
Point, is it?
No,
exactly.
Like for me, I mean, both my parents sort of have got jobs and they're not in business, and they get quite scared about the fact of taking risks and things like that. And so for them, just sort of taking a step back, and the way they say, you know, as long as you're not taking drugs or doing anything silly, they're happy.
Right.
And I think, obviously, a bit of support does help people, but at the same time, by just sort of saying, go out, do it, and just enjoy what you want to do, it keeps the business fun and alive. It's not actually sort of making it, you must do this, and then it becomes like a job, which the whole point of doing a business is because you don't want to do a job as such.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. You know, there's a fine line between supporting people and doing it for them.
Yeah.
And doing it for them, which is a human trait, especially if you're talking about children or whatever, but the fact is it doesn't help. You know, people need to find their own space and they need to make their own mistakes. And a lot of people don't realise that the biggest benefit to learning or the biggest method of learning is to fail.
Yeah.
And we've got this big culture, especially in the UK, that we're averse to failure. But you can't succeed if you can't fail, because you have to find out what doesn't work in order to find out what does work. And, you know, you have to be prepared to make mistakes. You have to be prepared to fail.
And I think that's something, as being young, you're not prepared to do. You know, you think you wanted to succeed. And I remember when I first started out, I thought I was like a Theopathetis sort of thing. And so I bought Theopathetis, you know, everything. So I ended up signing up to like 20 different contracts, like a fax machine, a franking machine, everything, phone system, everything I wouldn't really need because it's just me in my bedroom at the time. Thankfully, because you're under 18, you can send it back and you're right.
But
it's one of them things where I just thought, oh, I'm running my own business. It's exciting. I want to get everything. I want to get everything that big businesses have got. And I think it's one of them things where actually it's about teaching people the reality of business and knowing that your average entrepreneur, small business entrepreneur, earns less than minimum wage if you work out the amount of hours you put in emailing at midnight and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's about actually saying to people, these are the facts, but also you can have good fun as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you do have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he does. With all his entourage of girlies following him around everywhere, blimey. Sorry. Have you got some tips that you would pass on to a budding young entrepreneur? Or a not-so-young entrepreneur, even?
I'd say no matter what your age, your background or anything, just get out and do it. Because I think if you wanted to read every single business book under the sun, you could be there the whole of your life reading about success and how other people have done certain things. And for me, it's just about getting out and doing it. And as long as you've got sort of a legal structure behind your business to make sure that you're sort of safe in that sense, I think just going out and learn as you go along, you know, don't be afraid to say to your first client that you are my first client, and but would you mind giving me a good testimony at the end and helping me along? And I think just being transparent is something which is nowadays becoming really essential, because obviously there's a lot of bigger businesses who aren't as transparent, and so what that's meaning is small businesses can come in there and say, look, we might be new, you might be our first customer, but so what, we're going to help you.
Right. Yeah. No, that's cool. So, where do we go from here, Ben? What's next on the agenda? What are you up to?
So, I can't really say too much about it, but I've got a couple of more
It's a secret. he's got some irons in fires.
But I've got a few more TV things coming up.
Right.
So, one of them's about sort of a living wage. Obviously, that comes into play soon. And so, sort of looking at how that's actually affecting businesses.
Yeah.
I've got so Social Marley, we're pushing that forward. I had quite a good meeting recently as well, and we're looking at starting to get that into development really soon. And so obviously,
because you've gone global, really hugely, going with hooking up with Ken Heron as well, our friend in Florida.
Yeah, it's one of them things where Richard Branson did an article on me as well, and you know, I woke up one morning and I saw it on my Twitter and I didn't realise it. You know, I didn't expect it to happen that day. I just suddenly log on to Twitter and I see it and I think, oh, it must be a fake account. You know, it can't be him. I click on it, it's verified. I think, oh, my word, I better retweet that.
Can we have you send us the link for the Richard Branson one? That'd be interesting.
Now, didn't you say, Rich, stop bothering me. Come on, go away.
Go on the phone, get away.
Get away, go and do some work. What's the matter with you? Cool. So you got some irons in fires and you continued stuff and your media career's growing as well, which is lovely. And I know you enjoy that side of what you do too, which is brilliant. So Ben, how can people find out more about you? Give us a shout out for Towers Design website and your Twitter handle and all that kind of stuff.
My personal Twitter's at Towers Ben. And then Towers Design's Towers_design. And then Social Marley is at Social Marley. But obviously, if you just go on my personal one, I can sort of link people to them sort of thing. And then, so if you go on bentowers.co.uk, it's got links to the various companies as well.
Fabulous. We wish you continued success.
Thanks.
And We love what you're doing with encouraging young people, in all, not just with media, but in all kinds of ways. So you're encouraging young people to embrace business and come into the world of business, because it is, for the right person, under the right circumstances, a lot of fun.
Yeah. And actually, I'll tell you, one company which I think have helped an awful lot as well is actually Rift Accounting, sort of personally, because I think accounting for young people is quite a dangerous thing. You know, you get told things like, there's always accountant at a networking event who try and give advice that's maybe not that good. And so for me, I think they've been really helpful growing the business. So I definitely sort of recommend them to anyone who's looking now.
Absolutely. And just to reemphasize what Ben has said, when you're starting out a business, it's quite easy when you first start out to try and cut back on things that you don't think are necessary. But good legal documentation and a good accountant are absolutely essential. If you don't have those two things, you will not succeed in business eventually. You need those two things more than anything else. And you're absolutely right. And it becomes a personal relationship as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other day I called up Rift and it threw me a bit because I answered it and my account manager, Sarah, she answered it, says, "Hello, Ben." I'm like, "My word." How do you know? And just...
Yeah, you're the only customer they got.
And I think that's where it comes to personal service. I sort of remember your number, see it on the screen, and they think, "Oh, he's calling too many times."
Yeah.
Or they, you know, it's, and I think for me,
they obviously
that's
haven't
really...
lost their contacts on iCloud, have they?
No.
Cool. Good. So, Ben, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you, as it always is when we see you. And we wish you continued success with both your own business and your media career, and especially with encouraging young people into the world of business. Ben Towers, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.